Chris Knight's critically acclaimed Little Victories album is now nearly 4 years old. Musically, it has more of a rock edge to it than his previous more acoustic albums, but lyrically, he's still writing stories about small town and rural folks struggling on the edges of society. Knight understands these people and how to put their struggles into words.
Yeah, I mean, I never consciously sat around and looked for stuff. Things might mean more to me than they would to other people. If I see something or hear something, I might get a different take on certain things.
What it really comes through is that you're able to chronicle the lives of some of these people or the stories of some of these people with sort of a nuance that folks maybe in New York, L.A., Hollywood, either can't understand or won't go that place to even try to understand.
You know, tell you the truth, maybe sometimes when I open my mouth and people just hear my accent or whatever, they might sometimes automatically think I'm dumb or uneducated.
There's people in the city, hate the people in the fields. People in the valley, hate the people on the hill.
I mean, you can draw up, you know, you can think, well, you know, you don't like this person or they're not a good person or whatever. And I guess, but, you know, just because somebody talks with a rural accent and talks slow, you know, yeah, doesn't mean that they're dumb. Because some of the smartest people I know, you know, barely finished high school.
Uncle Sam comes around, getting both hands in your pocket.
Chris Knight got a break when he was discovered at a songwriter's night at the legendary Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. Before that, he had been honing his songs while working 10 years full-time for the state of Kentucky as a reclamation and strip mine inspector.
There were probably 25 inspectors in the office at the time I was working there, and we had 25 to 30 mines that we had to inspect every month. Some of them were active, and some of them had already been... The active mining was done and they had reclaimed the property, and you had to go out and just make sure that all the drainage was being caught and no bad water, meaning low in pH or too high in pH, was getting off the property. And, you know, make sure they're saving their topsoil so they can put it back when they get finished, and make sure they're controlling erosion and got it seeded down well, and that they're returning the property to what they agreed to, the land use that they agreed to.
Kentucky is a big coal mining state, and I would imagine some of the companies have quite a bit of sway politically within the state. Does it make your job more difficult to do that, or was your job difficult at times because of that?
Not really, because when I was there, I might have been a little heavy-handed on a few things, but I feel like I did a pretty good job, you know, and if I had a problem, it was a real problem. You know, even the big political coal companies understood that. If I'm being nitpicking and all that, that's one thing. But if they're mining off permit or they got bad water coming off, there's not really any way of getting out of that. They may be able to pull a little politics here and there, but I never noticed that it was really hard with me. I never got in trouble for, you know, doing my job, is what I'm saying.
John Hyatt is another artist that compares favorably with Chris Knight. And I told Knight that Hyatt had once told me that one of the keys to being a good songwriter was to be true to yourself.
Very seldom do I hear something where I think they're being true to themselves. You know, they're all trying to sound like a popular Texas act or a popular top 40, you know, it takes me about 5 seconds to turn it off. To me, that's not songwriting. That's all business right there, I guess. And it's hard to write for money. I guess there are several different types of songwriting. I mean, there are some people that can take some silly little hook or write song after song about a guy and a girl and make hit songs out of them, but I never could do that. I always had to have a story and characters and things like that to keep me interested. If I keep hearing songs, you know, it sounds like somebody shooting for top 40 radio or something like that. It's like, just be true to yourself right from the gut.
Lisa used to love to dance ever since she was 10 years old. Bare feet raising dust on a yard.
How hard is that?
Well, it gets hard. I was always able to go there and do that, but it gets harder and harder to do.
Well,
because you change, you get older, and you look at things differently, and you know you're not as full of yourself possibly as you were, you know, 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't think what you say is as important as you did back then, or you don't really care to even convey it.
Hard edges have tender heart. Silent is a midnight prayer. Hard edges have the sweetest part. Do you never know it's there?
When you're writing songs, do you start with words or do you start with music or does it depend?
I probably always have started with words. Yeah, I guess a few songs I've sat down with an acoustic guitar and started humming a melody and then throwing words in. But most of the time, it's just kind of the same, both at the same time. I mean, I'll holler out a line sometimes as I'm getting an idea when I'm driving down the road, and I'll sing a little melody with a line, and then I'll say, yeah, that's pretty good. That's worth working on, you know. So I'll keep that, and then I'll work on it.
She calls herself Tina now, but she dances to the same old song.
Before we go, I want to ask you about one more song. You've recorded it a couple of times. John Anderson recorded it. It Ain't Easy Being Me. Was that about you, or is that about someone else, or a composition of other people?
I didn't have anybody in particular in mind. I remember getting up one morning and just sitting down with a cup of coffee and just singing about half of the first verse, immediately playing it and then singing it. And it seemed a little out there, you know, but I thought it was kind of cool. So, I played it for what I had for a friend of mine, Craig Wiseman, and he loved it. So we got to work on that.
There ought to be a town somewhere named for how I feel. Yeah, I could be the mayor down there and say, welcome to Sorryville.
You know, evidently it was about more than half the people in the world, because every show somebody comes up and tells me I wrote a song about them, you know.
I can tell you the same thing. That describes the first 30 years of my life, that song. When I heard it, I'm like, are you kidding me? That was me.
There ought to be a bridge somewhere they could dedicate to me. I'd probably come to the ceremony with a can of gasoline.
I want to throw a quote at you about that song. You said that you remembered hearing It Ain't Easy Being Me back to back with a mainstream country artist on a country radio station, and you said you were embarrassed. You said, I sounded like something that crawled out from under a rock. What did you mean by that, Chris?
I don't know. Maybe it was produced more raw or something like that, and it just didn't fit back to back with a, I might have even been a Kenny Chesney song. It just didn't fit back to back with what he was doing. And then again, it might just be me. I'm overly always real. I hear stuff that other people don't hear.
It ain't easy being me.
you know, I'm overly critical about anything that I do, sometimes to the point of almost filling up records, you know, when I'm in the studio. So I've learned just kind of back off and live with what it is.
Chris Knight, thank you for taking time to talk with us. It's great to get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm looking forward to coming up there, man.
Slow train on the trestle, passing overhead. Cold campfire in an army blanket, I last laid my head. And I got tobacco and I got bread to get me to Morgantown. Gotta put a little distance between us, but I think I'm losing ground. Down by the river, so green and blue. Down by the river, I'm sure missing you. Well, the mine's closed, you turn cold, and I couldn't make you stay. Try to hold on, the more you turn away. Guess I could have done better than fish and drink of mine. Tell me how things get tougher, all I know is tough times. Down by the river, said I